And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben, former Giants offensive lineman, as we prepare for the Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. Want to give you a quick recap of what Tom Coughlin said in terms of the injuries and the guys who will and will not work. On offense, some of the key names to talk about because their practice situation has changed. On offense, it's Barden with a concussion, will practice. Bennett with a knee, will not. Also on offense, Andre Brown has a concussion. He will not work today. Hakeem Nicks will not work coming off of a knee and foot issue, but Coughlin's hoping he will get him at least in one practice this week, probably tomorrow, I would take a guess. And then on defense, Chase Blackburn with a hip will not practice today, but will try to sometime this week. And Keith Rivers, also a change here. He's been hampered by a hamstring problem, has missed the last few games, and yet Tom Coughlin said today he is going to practice, Roman.
Yeah, so it's good to see some of those guys that have been out for a few weeks that are starting to get back. Initially, Marchelius Bennett. Again, last week, you saw him hobble a little bit throughout the game, toughed it out. You've gotten 72 hours post-game as far as the recuperation from the injury. This time last week, we were talking about 60 hours because they played Sunday night. So you play a 1 o'clock game, a little bit more recovery. But Marchelius Bennett, as you know, is someone who's come up huge in the early part of the season for the Giants. And Hakeem Nicks, obviously, you know, one of the stars at the receiver position. You've had some good backups come in there, but, you know, he's the guy that's really been itching to get back in there. So we might see the return of Hakeem Nicks on Sunday. Again, that long flight, things, joints, things like that swell. So that's something you're really going to have to monitor throughout the week.
Good news in that the Niners game is on grass, and guys will always tell you their lower limbs hurt a lot less when they play on grass. Time for our first Twitter question of the morning, and it does pertain to the passing game, Roman. Andrew at Big Blue Viator wants to know who should get more playing time this week, Ramses Barden or Reuben Randall. And it's interesting in that each of the last 2 weeks, these guys have stepped up.
Well, we know that Ramses Barden is recovering from the concussion. I guess he's passed some of his initial baseline tests, so he's going to be practicing this week. And Reuben Randall, I mean, he was one catch away last week from having a 100-yard day on a touchdown. So it's good that we've seen over the last few weeks a lot of these receivers emerge, a lot of these young guys in the absence of Hakeem Nicks. But, again, it gives you the options of saying guys that come off the bench, they know the offense, they can still be productive, and they all – you have to really defensively study all of those guys. So it's a good advantage to have.
I'd like to stick with the passing game, Roman, and everybody knows that David Deal is still out of the lineup, and Tom Coughlin didn't indicate when he's coming back. So the O-line stays intact for the time being. That's a good thing. Eli was not sacked last weekend. But at the same time, the running backs have to be part of that pass protection too. And without Andre Brown in the lineup, David Wilson, not good at pass pro, may see some more snaps.
Well, I don't know a lot of rookies that are good at pass protection as far as what they're being asked to do, you know, in the offense. But Bennett, tight end, running backs, the offensive line obviously can only block four down linemen and linebackers. So you have to be creative in how you're keeping Eli Manning clean. You have to throw the ball quicker. You have to be a little more rhythmic. If you get in a lot of long, obvious passing situations, you get the Smith brothers, Alden Smith and Justin Smith, two of the better pass rushers.
Unrelated, by the way.
Yeah, exactly, in the NFL. So you just have to find creative ways, play action passes. That's where you get your big chunks. But the cleaner Eli Manning stays, just like last week, the better they'll be next week.
Ahmad Bradshaw ran for 200 yards on 30 carries the other day. There's no way the Giants can expect to do that against San Fran.
No, and you shouldn't have to. I mean, it was a great day, 30 carries, 200 yards last week. You know, we saw Ahmad Bradshaw really have a coming out party. You know, the running game looks like it's getting back on track, but we all know really the physicality of how this offense, I mean, this defense plays for the 49ers. So, again, you're going to have to be a little creative in how you use both because you don't want Bradshaw to carry that load, as you said, 2 weeks in a row.
Roman, quickly, I want to flip it to defense. Is this the week where the Giants front four actually wakes up and gets some heat on the quarterback?
Well, look, everyone's been waiting. You know, O.C. Meyer, JPP, Tuck combined 3.5 sacks going into Sunday.
Not enough.
No, it's not. But I think where they can get the sack production is your play action passes, your first and second downs, things that aren't obvious passing situations. So, you know, in the obvious passing situations, they'll keep tight ends in, they'll keep backs in the chip. So they're going to really have to work on first, second downs to get those sacks.
And it'll be very interesting because the 49ers on first and second down combined this year are running the ball 52% of the time. They've got the best balance of any offense in the NFL. Roman and I will be back after this timeout to talk a little bit more about that San Francisco 49ers team and what makes them so special. Stick around. We'll be back on MSG right after this. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. Paul Dottino and Roman Oben with you. And when talking about the San Francisco 49ers team that the Giants will play on Sunday, it really all starts with their ability to run the football. And on offense, they're running the ball for 195 yards a game. Roman, that's about 60 yards a game more than any coach could ever dream of in this league.
Well, Paul, let's be honest about that running game. I mean, the last 2 weeks versus the Jets and the Bills, I mean, they've had some defenses that really didn't show up. So that 195-yard average has really gotten escalated by the running those teams they played. But Harbaugh, what Harbaugh's done, and he's really brought a respectability of how football should be played. You know, rookie head coaches coming out of college, you know, typically haven't done well in the NFL. You know, your Spurriers, your Butch Davises, people like that. But Harbaugh gets a lot of respect. A lot of respect. It's black and blue football. You run the ball. There's simplicity in approach. And you play tough defense. I mean, that's how it's going to be done in September. It's how it's done in January to win championships.
Yeah, it's either Gore or Hunter or Kaepernick out of the Wildcat. Brandon Jacobs with a knee injury in the preseason has yet to play. I don't know if we're going to see him or not, but if we do, he's going to run hard.
Well, he's going to run hard, and everyone knows Brandon Jacobs. But one thing about Brandon Jacobs, the familiarity with the Giants offensively, you know that Brandon Jacobs this week has probably been in that some of those coaching meetings and just giving them some personnel about what they do offensively. So, and with Gore, now Gore and Hunter offensively in that running back meeting room, they can talk to Jacobs and say, hey, what about this guy? What can we do against this play? Can we run at OCU Mayor? Is he just a pass rusher? So those are the kind of ways that Brandon Jacobs can help, even if he's not playing on Sunday.
Roman, the Niners love to run off of the edges. And then when they pass the ball with Alex Smith, they're not taking too many shots deep. Last week, they took a few, but up until that point, they really haven't looked for the deep ball very much.
Well, Alex Smith has been rejuvenated, but it's because of the simplicity and approach and the way the 49ers do it. And it's almost like some of these rookie quarterbacks, high percentage passes, you run the ball, dump it to the tight end, you know, dump it to Davis. You know, the last few weeks, there were some blown coverages. So a lot of those deep balls that were successful against the Bills and against the Jets the weeks before were because of blown coverages. But that running game really is the foundation of what the 49ers are able to do offensively.
And it's funny because they did import some big-time receivers, Mario Manningham, Super Bowl star with the Giants, and obviously Randy Moss is a household name, but neither of these guys have really exploded so far.
Well, Randy Moss is listed as a starter, but he only plays about 20 snaps a game. I mean, he is getting up there in ages. He's not the 1998 Randy Moss
that, He's catching us.
that we saw in Minnesota. But again, Mario Manningham actually plays more than Randy Moss, even though he's not a starter. He's got two reverses. Tom Coughlin alluded to that. Two reverses for 20-yard average. So they're going to find creative ways to use Mario Manningham. And also, you can't talk about Michael Crabtree on the other side. So they've got some explosive guys offensively that can get the job done when they decide to go downfield.
Okay, one thing the Giants found out when they played San Francisco last year is that this defense is strong, it is quick, and they really, really get after you, Roman.
Listen, playing this defense is like the backyard, you know, taking your lunch money. I mean, this is the kind of physical matchup it's going to be. And when you go back to last year, that's actually what the Giants did to them in the NFC Championship game. They came in their place and stopped them from going to the Super Bowl. But, you know, Patrick Willis, you know, Bowman, a lot of these guys, we talked about the Smith guys on the defensive line, Alden Smith, Justin Smith. You know, these linebackers don't get off the field. So it's hard to really scheme against them in different packages because they're athletic enough to cover and they're physical enough to stay in those obvious running situations. So defensively, the Giants will have their hands full. I'm sorry, offensively, the Giants will have their hand full against this defense. So they've got to bring their A game. You got to run the ball effectively. You got to throw the ball in pieces. And you just have to play efficient football.
Roman, the one thing that I've heard the Giants players talk about time after time this week already is that Eli took too many hits in that game. The Niners were all over him like peanut butter on jelly.
Yeah, and it's because of how that defense, their second effort. I mean, you're rushing, running, you beat a guy, the ball's thrown, then Eli gets hit. So you don't want to see Eli Manning get hit at all. I mean, you want to get the throw the ball quicker. You want to have that running game. You're going to see that play-action pass in chunks. So the Giants are going to have to be creative in how they're distributing the ball to keep Eli Manning on his feet.
And then, of course, there's always Victor Cruz, who caught 3 touchdown passes last weekend. He can bail out Eli Manning anytime. Well, that'll do it for Giants Press Conference Live this week. For Roman Oben, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time right here on MSG.